Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to everybody joining me early on here in the show. Welcome to the show. Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Hello to Anon Sicko, Bob Bobbington, Goose Cream Soup, Jackal Anon, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Reefer, Shagmy, Wendigo, and several guest listeners tuning in. I love you all, and we'll make love to you all for the next 2 hours on the airwaves. And if you have anything you'd like to share with me, please give me a ring-a-ding. The number 347-826-7667. I'm anticipating a visit tonight from our good friend Jamie over at pressstorm.com. She's going to stop by and talk to us about some things. And we can take your calls as well. Don't be shy. We can talk about anything and everything. And yeah, thanks everybody for the well wishes for the last day. I didn't do a show last night. And I was oh shit, hear that? It's my alarm. I got to do my show. Hang on. What was it, 2 nights ago when I did my show? Monday night, towards the end of the show on Monday night, I just started having really bad stomach cramps and pains, and ended up, you know, not too long after the show finished, I just started puking. And I don't know what the hell was up. I don't know if I had stomach poisoning, food poisoning, or stomach flu. I don't know what's going on. But I puked my guts out all night long. What was it? Monday night, Tuesday morning. Was just totally out of commission yesterday. And doing better today, although Tommy's still not 100%, but whatever. I'm here. Let's do this. Call in 347-826-7667. I know Shagmi was... Yeah, I know. Motormouth... Okay. Motormouth News says, since you did no show, we trolled every single BTR show. I apologize to the other BTR hosts for not doing a show last night. Apparently, when Vince doesn't do a show, everybody goes and causes a ruckus elsewhere. So, in a way, I guess I'm providing a service to other BTR hosts. They won't get trolled by Motormouth News or Jackal Anon as long as I'm on. But, yeah. Good shit. Hey, everybody in the chat room. Mary Mad asks in the chat, do you have any candy corn in your Guy Fawkes goatee? I've been laying off the candy corn. I thought maybe the candy corn was it. No, it's not the candy corn. I wanted to say it was the Chinese food I had that night for dinner. I just assumed I had some Chinese food. I assumed that was it. And then I had some coffee afterwards, and I don't know if maybe the coffee was it or the combination. I have no idea. I don't know. My just tummy was just not happy. Has not been happy for a couple of days. So whatever. Yeah. So while I'm waiting for Jamie to give me a ring here, let's see what's going on. Oh yeah, Shagmi apparently had some sort of run-in with somebody trying to hack his account or something, and he's here. He wants to share his story. Shagmi, tell me what's going on. What's happening?
All right. Well, what's going on was last night or the other day, I noticed that there was a bunch of weird IPs connecting to me through me from Skype. And I looked at Skype, and it was a very outdated version, which is my fault. So I saved all the IP addresses, and I located exactly where they were coming from. They were coming from Washington. They were coming from North Carolina. They were coming from all over the world. So I was thinking, all right, what the fuck is going on? So I just, you know, I just really looked into it a little bit, and I said, well, it's my fault. I have an old version of Skype, so I'm vulnerable to attacks and sniffing and all this other stuff. So I said, all right, whatever. So then I put that to the side. Okay. Then not that long ago on Twitter, I noticed that I was being linked to paper.li in terms of hacking. Now, I'm not a hacker. I know a lot of things about the computer. I don't know how to program or whatever. So, like, okay, I'm going to dismiss that. Then I started retweeting it, and people were saying that I'm being paranoid and whatever, so on and so forth. Okay, the person who tweeted associating me with being a hacker, because my Twitter name is not in that article or whatever at all, is Omar Santos. Who the fuck is that? Why is he following me on Twitter? Okay, so I did a little bit of research, and I found out that he works for the Department of Defense. He used to be in the United States Marine Corps. I have a whole docs here on information on here. What else? He was working with the InfraGuard.
Wait a second.
Yeah, this is deep, bro. This is fucking
the guy,
deep.
Hang on. The guy, what name does he go by on Twitter?
Santos Omar, which is his name reversed. I have it. I'm going to drop his docs
now,
soon.
Now, do you think somebody that was working for the Department of Defense, who's sniffing around Twitter trying to figure out what's going on, do you think he's going to log on to Twitter with his own personal account with his name on it?
Apparently, I've been looking at his tweet.
I think you're getting trolled, bro. I think you're getting trolled. I think somebody looked up.
This thing goes back for months, months and months and months. This is definitely the real legit dude.
What goes back months?
His Twitter feed.
So? Who cares if his Twitter feed goes back months?
Anyway,
the guy's been trolling
doing
for
research.
Months. They're professional trolls out there, bro. This is their business. So so far you're playing as far as I can tell, you're playing armchair detective, and I'm not buying any of this. But go ahead, continue.
Anyway, I was doing a little bit of research. He seemed to be very skilled with Cisco. He seemed to be, like I said, he used to be in the United States Marine Corps, so on and so forth. And
again, everything you found on Twitter, right? On Google, right? Just a Google search?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what's – okay, let me just ask you this. What's to stop some troll on the internet from going onto Google and looking up a Department of Defense person's name and creating a Twitter account with their name and then pretending to pose as that person? What's to stop somebody from doing that?
There's nothing to stop someone from doing
then
that.
Why are you convinced? What is convincing you? Just because you were able to put two and two together and find some name and Google it and match it up with somebody at the Department of Defense, that don't mean shit, dude. Send me the guy's goddamn Twitter account. Send it to me.
All right. I mean, if you look at the history, it goes back, and it's all about internet security. It's all about this, all about hacking, this, that, so on and so forth. Exploiting vulnerability summary of the week of July 25th, 2011. This shit goes back as far as I can even view.
So what? The guy's got a Twitter troll account that he's had used for years. He could have changed the name a million times. It could have been, you know, when you create your Twitter account, you can change the name a million times and it will still tell you that your account has been there for 2 years. Okay? So this guy could have used the same account to troll people for years.
Why is he trolling me?
Because you're buying it.
Why is he retweeting stuff about LulzSec? Just go through.
Why not? Why not? I retweet this shit about LulzSec. What the fuck? That doesn't mean shit.
He works for the government.
Dude, you're paranoid, bro. You're paranoid. Smoke. Switch to the indica, bro. Switch to the indica.
I haven't smoked weed in a while. I haven't smoked weed in a while. It's definitely not it. But if you look at it, what was I going to say? Now you're distracting me. His books. He had. It's just something I wanted to throw out there because he definitely – I don't think someone would fucking troll for that long amount of time posting pro-security stuff, posting this, posting that, looking like he's stalking – I just threw the docs of information in the chat if you guys want to look at it.
Oh, I'll look at it. Santos Omar. Oh, my God. Let me get to the bottom of this.
He has multiple books out on security. He just seemed to have followed me today. After I told people in the Twitter world that I was going to make my account private so the feds wouldn't be following me as a joke. And then 5 minutes later, he's following me. Conspiracy.
All right, so this guy's been following you. So what? What has he been saying to you?
Nothing directly. I'm just calling him out. Look at this.
You are just completely paranoid. I can't believe I'm wasting my time with this.
His latest tweet is that for Kevin Mitnick. Great interview, Kevin. Cheers.
So what? That doesn't mean shit. I've tweeted Kevin Mitnick about his interviews. Does that make me a – I must be working for the feds too then, dude.
Kevin Mitnick is a two-timing, backstabbing motherfucking bastard. Why is he... Why do people look up to him?
Because I don't know. He had some fucking skills. He still does have skills, doesn't he? I mean, you know...
Yeah, Skittles.
Ricky Henderson was one of my favorite baseball players. But I heard some stories about him being a complete jackass in real life. All right? Don't mean shit, okay? You got nothing. You just wasted the first 15 minutes of my show. I'm supposed to have a legitimate show tonight, and here you are. You're paranoid because somebody's following you on Twitter. My God.
Twitter doesn't lie, bro.
Oh my God. All right. Let's bring on another caller here. I think we have Emmy here. Is this Emmy?
Yeah.
Oh God, Emmy, save me. How are you, darling?
I'm doing all right. I want to give, first of all, a shout out to Jackal, because I just made him clean his pants.
Oh, really?
But I am interested. I can't wait for fucking Jamie to get on. Can't fucking wait.
Me too. I'm ready to just hand the keys of the show over to her and let her take us to school. I'm actually, you know, I don't know. Shagney, you've kind of ruffled my feathers here with this whole Omar Santos bullshit.
Is it relations to the whole thing with Operation Bart?
Manager and technical leader at Cisco Product Security Incident Response Team. He works for Cisco.
HB Gary is pissed off and they're trying to put people in prison. They're attacking the younger, who they think is vulnerable. I'm not vulnerable. They could suck my fucking dick, to be honest. And they're trying to gather intel off of me.
Mm-hmm. You know they can already gather intel off you without following you.
Well, they're not so doing a good
without,
job
without being blatantly open about it on Twitter. Like, what do you expect? Do you expect David?
Listen. The whole thing about Twitter.
You listen, bro. What do you expect? If the CIA is tailing you, if you're Al-Qaeda and the CIA is tailing you, you expect David Petraeus to be hiding behind garbage cans and shit while you're walking down the street? No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that on the internet, and it doesn't work like that in real life. Dude, trust me, bro. It's just some guy who does internet security, whatever he does. He works for Cisco. He's a Cisco Security Incident Report Response Team person. He's just hanging out. He's not a fed on your ass. My God. All right, Emmy, you're still with me, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is Omar Santos following you on Twitter, by the way?
I don't know. Hold on.
You better watch out if he is. If he is, watch out.
It might
be the beginning of the end. Oh, my God. All right, let's see who else we have here. Caller on a blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, it's Reefer.
Hey, Reefer. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Oh, I just want to make a big confession. Like, you know, talking about the DOD and everything. Yeah, I work for DARPA, you know.
DARPA?
You don't know what DARPA is? Oh, that was like my big joke. Like, DARPA is the big research and development thing for the Department of Defense.
Obviously somebody that
I don't know, Omar Santos isn't following me, but I have three different accounts from SEO Scott following me that he's
Yeah, Omar and I, we play bridge and like we go golfing on Sundays.
Yeah. Good times. Hey, you know, all of us feds, we gotta stick together.
Yeah.
Omar and you and me.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta take down people like Shagmi.
Flaunting
it out there in the open.
Yeah. Him and his like security fraud and whatnot, all of his hardcore shit. Like my question is, like, what is a Marine doing with, like fucking Cisco routers? Like, is he just, like, running around setting up, like, fucking Facebook for people or what?
They started 9/11 and they want to keep it that way because I'm trying to expose 9/11.
Oh, now with the 9/11. Now with the 9/11. That's what it's all
about.
Yeah,
they need
it's
a Cisco. Yeah,
I have, all right, everybody, get your tinfoil hats on. Hey, kids, put your tinfoil hats on. Put your tinfoil hats on. Shagney's going to tell us a story about 9/11. Go ahead, Shagney.
No, because they're already after me, man.
Yeah, exactly. Omar. Exactly, because once they put Shagney in, behind bars, then then society can move on, can move forward. Until then,
that was the whole point of the Cisco thing. I get it now. Like, he set off the bombs in the building with Cisco routers. He's using an 802.11 router, and he just, like, you know, did it through Wi-Fi, because that was a totally safe distance, you know.
Wi-Fi, dude, the whole tower blown up by Wi-Fi. You didn't know that?
Oh,
it had
C4
routers
totally.
And everything.
Wait, are you kidding me? You're telling me it was all blown up by Wi-Fi?
They had little ounces of C4 in the Wi-Fi, and then they pulled.
Are you talking about nanotechnology explode the towers? This is brand new. This is brand new. I mean, I've heard a lot of 9/11 conspiracy theories, but this is brand new.
802.11-... fucking C4.
Hey man, this is America. Anything is possible, and people could get away with murder.
Oh hey, we got another caller here. Let me take this call. It looks like we have Omar Santos on the phone.
Omar,
what's up?
Yeah, hello. This is Omar. I'm looking for you, Jagme. I'm coming up to Juma.
Hey Omar, we still on for our 9 o'clock tee off on Sunday?
Oh yeah, homie, we're doing that. For, you know how it is.
You want to do the back nine too?
Hell yeah, homie.
All right, sweet.
All right, that's Omar Santos. He's watching you, Shagney. Expect him. I got another call here. Block number caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Is this Op No Pro?
You bet,
hey,
brother.
No Pro.
Welcome back.
Sorry
you were sick.
Oh yeah. Oh, thanks, dude. I'm still not 100%, but I'm doing better. I appreciate it, and thank you for joining me, Op No Pro. It's been a while. How are you, bro?
Fine. Totally rested. Coming back to some idiot. Check me. You're fucked up, man. You're insane.
You're
wow. Is the harp noise bothering you?
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
Come on, man. Come on. And the tsunami was caused by harp, and so was the explosion on the shuttle. Come on, man. Please.
Dude,
you are a disgrace to Anonymous.
Hey, Shagme, don't you think there's enough malicious crap going on by the powers that be that happen in broad daylight in front of everybody's eyes that's not done behind closed doors? Don't you think there's enough crap going on out there in broad daylight to be mad about and spend your time protesting, besides, you know, instead of worrying about some crackpot idea that you dreamed up off the internet?
Really? Think, Mark, using this technology if it existed and was used for that reason. Don't you think a BART police would be doing it every Monday? Sure they would. Wow. Come on.
No, you can't do it because they don't have any routers there, because you can't get internet there, so that's why it wouldn't work.
The only thing that routers do is help deliver magnets. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I mean, you must have missed Metal Gear and a bunch of other operations, but geez, come on. It's just crazy. I'm glad to be back. Thank you. Gone for 3 weeks, and rock and rolling. Got a good virus today. Took care of it in about 10 minutes, which was nice. Crazy shit.
You better watch out. Are you sure you got a virus? Are you sure Omar Santos wasn't following you on Twitter, maybe?
I do some of the same articles Omar does. I mean, the guy does security stuff, so he puts out security stuff. I mean, look at my stuff today. It was all security and conferences, and all the security conferences worldwide. And fuck. I forgot I work with the government, but that aside, it really doesn't matter. You know, there's a lot of good people that do things that are working with the government. They're not all bad. There might be some. Many. But not all. So, Shagney, you need to go back and study up. You really do. Your opinions are ludicrous. But then again, everybody's entitled to an opinion.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You get a slight on this one. Yeah.
Hey, if he's stalking me and he's trying to give me a job, I'm all for it. If it's for some kind of other reason, no.
What's he gonna hire?
Why would you want a job? Why would you want a job from him? He works with the government. They're trying to.
Yeah, he pulled off 9/11.
Yeah, they pulled off.
I don't understand why you haven't removed him from your fucking Twitter account. Come on, you're allowing him to follow you, you dickhead. So what are you doing it for? You like being treated like shit besides yourself picking on yourself? I don't get it.
Op, no pro, back in the house. Love it. Hey, we got another caller here. We got Jackal Anon with us now. Jackal, what's going on, bro?
Hello. I just wanted to call and get ready for when Jamie comes on.
Oh, excellent.
Great.
Perfect. Yeah, we're just waiting for her to call in. She's supposed to show up any moment now. Actually, I think I might see her on the line, but her hand's not up. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves? I'll talk to her real quick and see what's up. I'll give you a topic. Omar Santos, is he or is he not a Fed?
He trained Feds. That's the whole thing. He fucking trained them.
Yeah, right? I guess that will happen.
He just makes security software.
It doesn't matter. He's very skilled in VPNs and all this other shit.
A lot of people are. What does that have to do with anything?
All right, I got an emergency text message saved on my phone in case something happens.
Dude, you need help, bro. You need help bad.
Why
you
don't you just check in now and
you
get
just
it over with?
Shag me, you need to step away from the internet and go outside. I say you take one day away from the internet. Just one day. Just pick any day this week. Don't matter. You know, I know you want it. Hell, make it September 17th. Go down to the fucking Wall Street. Get some exercise. Go out into the real world. Enjoy life. Look at flowers, you know. Breathe in the fresh air and just walk around, dude. And then you can come back to the internet and maybe I'll give you some perspective, dude.
Really?
But Vince, that's communist talk.
Are you watching the chat board, Shagney?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, watch this. See if this one scares you, you dumb fuck. Take that out. There you go. Does me being in the White House make you feel creepy, you silly
shit?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Oh, fuck.
But I know your history.
You're crazy. You're crazy. You know what I do. You know what? Fuck. Just don't worry about that crap. We have so many better things to get involved in than to worry about the conspiratorial stuff that's self-created and self-promoted. That's absurd. I mean, just crazy shit, Jay. And to think that I talked to you in IRC, I mean, God, I'm going to split my throat.
Omar's following for my account.
You mad?
No. Who gives a fuck? Set up 8 more, and then he'll be following 12. What's the problem?
No, this is. I'm not Shagmi. I was making fun of the situation, but he is following for my accounts.
Not following me at all. I feel a little left out.
If I had Omar Sharif following me, I would be proud. You know. I mean, just proud. So.
I am a little flattered, trust me.
Well, good. I mean, wow.
Wait, who was it that said that Omar is like his real name backwards or something? Like, who the fuck named their kid Rambo?
No, his Twitter handle is Santos Omar, so he reverses it for his actual Twitter handle.
That tricky Maybe. Department of Defense doing it school style. Like it's roll call.
Hey, I guess he's not that smart.
He also has Omar Santos.
To blow the towers.
He also has his website on his Twitter. Yeah, I see it.
He's a nerd, engineer, incident manager, internet security enthusiast, and researcher, husband, father, musician, author.
Follow me.
There are several people with the same thing.
Oh, that's like that's how you know they're like fucking feds. Dude, I got like all kinds of feds following me. I got a girl with ambition following me. I got some radio DJ.
You're psychological profile is going to be done next week. You are scary. Fucking scary.
Well, what did you actually do for them to follow you, per se?
I have no idea. That's why it's kind of like, what?
Then they're not.
He said, I'm vulnerable. I'm an idiot. Follow me. That's what he did. Just like that. Simple.
Shagmy, you really opened my eyes. I would have never known that seemingly normal, every seemingly normal person on Twitter was actually a Fed.
Yeah,
to think that 22-year-old living in Agricon was really CIA operative.
I hate the fucking Marine Corps, man.
That's because they will never accept you. You're upset.
They hate you, too. That's why they're following you, bro. They just wait until you turn your back and shut your eyes.
Let's bring this show around. Come on, Vince. Let's do it.
Oh, motherfucking yeah, y'all. Yeah, we're just hanging out. We're just vamping here, waiting for Jamie from Pressstorm to call in. It's a free-for-all. We got Shagmy, Emmy, Reefer, Op No Pro, and Jackal.
Don't forget Omar Santos.
And Omar Santos. No, Omar Santos is just lurking. He's not here. He's just watching, dude.
He's one of the guests.
He's just waiting for you to slip up, dude.
Mary Mad brung up something which was really interesting. She believes... Yeah, there you go. She believes that H.P. Gary is somewhat behind the vandalism of the gates of one of the platforms or two of the platforms. I didn't really read the story.
Yeah, she told me that. She told me that on Twitter. Okay, this is what happened. After, what was it? The same night that they had the last Op BART protest, there was some vandalism at a BART station. I think it was Glen Park Station. I think it was later that night, maybe. Was it the same night or was it a night later? I can't remember.
It was the same night, sir.
Yeah, it was Glen Park Station. Allegedly, some vandals beat up, just kind of like vandalized some of the machines in the stations and left, and they got away, and nobody was apprehended. And Mary Matt thinks that it was some. H.P. Gary folks or whatever, and I just don't believe it. I just don't believe that they're going to.
My intel is telling me that it's Lynton Johnson.
He's back.
He's coming back Monday, actually.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now
oh yeah, that. and there's been another. Apparently the Bay Citizen obtained several emails, in which Lynton Johnson was trying to solicit. Writers to come and defend the BART's decision
to
BART's
he gave
position.
Them a talking paper. It was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see. I can find it. I got it right here. Activity
He's
surrounding.
In trouble.
This is out of. Off of some article. Where did it go? What did I do with it? I just had the article. Oh, here it is. All right. So the activity surrounding the recent string of BART protests just got a whole lot messier. According to an August 11th email from BART spokesman Lynton Johnson to Gina DeLorenzo, a member of BART's marketing department, Johnson devised a strategy to plant, quote, loyal riders at a news conference vocalizing opposition against protesters. The Bay Citizen obtained several emails through a public records request and reported the story, publishing the incriminating emails in full. The Bay Citizen also found that Johnson's superior, Jennifer Barton, approved the plan. Within the email, Johnson included the following script for participants to read at the news conference. Quote, my name is blank. I take BART from blank, example Hayward, to downtown San Francisco. I depend on BART to get me to my destination safely and on time. Whatever your message is, it is completely lost on me because you're putting my life at risk. Let me say that again. I want to get this right. This is Linton's own masterful work. I want to get this great. He says, whatever your message is, this is, I guess they're talking to the protesters. Whatever your message is, it is completely lost on me because you're putting my life at risk. Furthermore, you're making me late. That's preventing me from being able to, and here you're supposed to explain hardships such as pick up my children from childcare, which means I have to pay an extra blank, or miss my doctor's appointment, which means I will be sick for X amount of time, or miss my job interview. We writers demand an immediate end to these illegal acts that make us late and put our lives at risk. All right, that's end quote. The email also suggested that De Lorenzo coach participants before the conference and create press releases for the media, complete with names of participants and a headline that would read, BART writers speak out against legal protests designed to disrupt service. BART also thought, BART followed through with the plan and, at Johnson's suggestion, hired two SUVs to take writers and to and from the news conference. However, only one, quote, loyal writer showed up. He took his own transportation, leaving BART with $872 worth of a bill for $872 for the unused SUVs. After the email was publicly revealed on Tuesday, BART board president Bob Franklin denounced Johnson's plan, calling it inappropriate and unnecessary, according to SF Gate. It was inappropriate for him or anyone to provide talking points to passengers, Franklin said. It wasn't genuine, and there was no need for it. BART doesn't have to do that. Yeah, no shit. Finally, somebody like wakes up and figures something out and gets something right. With the dwindling turnout at the last protest, it seems that Franklin is right. But unfortunately for BART, the newly revealed plan might be enough to spark protests all over again. Johnson has been out of the office on a personal leave since August 22nd, but according to the Bay Citizen, will be returning on September 19th. Attempts to reach him were unsuccessful, and at the time of print, Anonymous, the internet hacker group responsible for most of the protesting, had not responded yet to new reports, but the group has already ruthlessly targeted Johnson for previous alleged transgressions. Based on Anonymous's past actions, we have a feeling a few naked pictures might be the least of BART's problems. And that was out of the Huffington Post San Francisco edition. And there you go. The scandalous emails about Lyndon Johnson trying to plant loyal writers in these news conferences, and man, it just gets worse and worse. But apparently he's coming back on Monday, and of course, what is Monday? Another Operation BART protest. So that'll be interesting. We'll see how that works out. Jackal Anon, your thoughts?
I just want to know how many times does he shot himself in his own foot.
Dude, can this guy be more of a bumbling fool? Like, at every turn, he's doing he seems more and more sinister.
Right.
Time to get rid of believe him. It. Like, is this real? I almost feel like he's like a fucking Batman villain or some shit.
Why is BART still standing by him?
I don't think they are, though, dude. Like, it sounds like they're starting to distance themselves from him a little bit, because this quote in this latest article doesn't seem very favorable. At least the guy who they quoted, Bob Franklin, called Johnson's plan inappropriate and unnecessary.
So why is he coming back?
Maybe he's coming back to announce that he's leaving.
It'll be interesting who does the press conference on Monday.
Oh, it'll probably be the other dude, the guy that's been doing them. They have two spokesmen. They have, what's the other guy's name? Jim something?
Yeah, just Johnson seems like the main guy. Well, at least he did.
Yeah, well, he was. I don't know if he's still going to be. If I were running BART, in which in some way I kind of am. We all pay taxes here and pay bridge tolls and whatnot, and help contribute to the funding and upkeep of BART. You know, if I have my way, I say he goes. Like, seriously, he's just making things worse. It's a complete PR nightmare. I've said it over and over again on my show, and it's just BART needs to save face. You know, from a PR standpoint, they're losing the public opinion, and they know it. And I think this is part of their slow turnaround. At least I hope it is. I don't know. I could be wrong. OpNoPro, your thoughts?
Bring me in.
You're in.
Oh, am I? Okay. Hey, cool. My thoughts are BART has absolutely screwed up everything. The First Amendment rights are absolutely being trashed. I think that the show the other day was fantastic that Crappy Tires had with the Animedic group raised mm-hmm. some superb points. It was a great show to listen to. I agree almost 100% with everything that was stated, and that Anonymous may not necessarily be making quite a difference at the moment. The protest is petering off as the ability to respond on behalf of BART police and others is increasing. That's not the right ratio. I had heard it was suggested that they were going to ride the trains this Monday. I will go on record that that's absolutely ludicrous to cage yourself and put yourself in small quarters, small little environments that they control 100%. I would not enter their domain that is controlled by them completely. You're nuts to go on board those trains and raise any kind of concern. You will be, I think it'll finally raise to the level of taser, baton, or physical abuse.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I don't think you need
be
that.
On them.
And, I don't care who it's on. You tell me that when your head's cracked, okay? I mean, you know, fuck. You think we cared about who it's on in People's Park or any of the riots we did in the 60s or 70s? We don't care who it's on. That's like walking in a pedestrian crossing when a car's coming saying, I have the right of way. Bam!
And who was it that said that or suggested that they ride the trains this time?
I think it's the other group, that professional group that's been doing it for 3 years. I think it's
actually it was myself and theirs. I was talking to them over DM. It was between both of us.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you think that that's wise, though? You're really putting yourself in harm's way and increasing the intolerance factor through the roof.
Yes, but we have just the amount of rights to go on the trains and voice our opinions as the loyal sports fans that do the exact same thing.
No one is questioning the rights. I'm questioning whether you want your head split. I'm not worried about your rights.
I don't think it will come to that. There's too much media on it.
Every other time. At some point, the media does not control the situation. You are dealing with insane people. Do you want to talk about the beauty of the media when you have people that are killed already? Do we really want to sit here and talk about the media is going to protect us?
I'm not saying that the media is going to protect it. I'm saying that the media is going to record any wrongdoings, and that will also be held against them.
Will be. And wrongdoings are factored in to law. Wrongdoings are factored in by corporations that know that they make mistakes, and that if that's what it takes to calm the crowd, they will break the law to do so.
I understand that. They've already done it. Twice. They've killed two people.
They've killed more than that.
I know. In the past two years, they've killed two people. They've killed, I have it on my desktop, I think seven people altogether.
They've been fighting them since 1973. Vince, when did you get involved with BART? Were you at the original opening? Are you that? Did you go back that far at Merritt College and stuff?
Six people died by the hands of BART police.
I've been riding BART for almost the entire time. It's
I've been riding since 73 when it opened, and, you know, that's they have never cared. Maybe in 2002
I wouldn't be caught dead on it today, though.
Well, you will be dead. You know what I mean?
No, I won't because I don't take it anymore. I don't ride that shit. Are you kidding me? I value my life. Thank you.
I would not under any circumstances try and protest in the train. But I'll just say that, and I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I want everybody to be safe and to handle it as best they can. I'm a firm supporter of everything that's happening in BART and have been from day one.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm a little confused with, quite frankly, it seems like a complete 180 or whatever. The protests have kind of all moved up to the street. At least the more obvious, anonymous contingent seem to be sticking with just staying up, on the street. And there's a small little group that seem to like to take it down to the platform and whatnot. And I think you risk alienating these people that have been kind of used to just like, doing the thing up on UN Plaza, who want to kind of stick to that thing. And it almost feels like the media might be, sort of shifting the tone over to supporting the protesters. And I think if the protesters were to go back now into the trains and stuff, it might have an adverse effect. I just think it's kind of a complete about face from the direction.
Because
at first all the protests were downstairs and in on the platforms, on the trains, everything, and it's so slowly progressed to the point where they're outside on the street now. And,
yeah, but Vince, even you said this yourself that it's getting off track that they're going down to
the Capitol
building.
Right.
So as long as we're saying that's in the system, we're still protesting the people involved and not protesting outside groups.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. That makes sense. Man. It's
harder to stay inside of a train than you're going to move somewhere else.
I'm not talking about your rights. Please understand. I am a firm believer that the First Amendment is absolutely being breached here and probably sent 100 documents to Twitter today over that very thing. Lectures from all over America.
And the right to assemble.
Absolutely. I mean, the entire Bill of Rights and amendments are being abused, but that does not cause anything remarkable as an action on my part. I expect it. I expect the abuse. I expect people getting hurt. That's what real protests eventually will come to. We had a protest on BART.
Oh, we just lost NoPro. NoPro, you still there?
But, yes.
You cut out. Okay, you're back.
I am. Yeah, a guy ran over, they ran over his work, his fucking legs. So you've got to expect it. When we did tar sands, we had 2,000 people sign up to get arrested. Well, they 1,580 did. But this was a cohesive, coherent group that decided, okay, I'm going to get arrested. That's why I'm going. And if I were there, I wish I was, I would be more than happy to get arrested. But it is not necessary to have your head split to send a message.
Yeah, but you also have to get arrested for the right reasons.
I know exactly what reasons I would have to get arrested for. I don't consider myself a professional protester, but damned if I don't live it every moment. So being at my age, 61, and caring about these things, it gives a lot of value to people having an opportunity to see somebody who's trying to make a difference that hasn't given up at all. I hope everybody is like me at this age, willing to protest and put their things on the line. But Mo in Libya said, he's not worried about losing the war. He's not worried about losing his life. He's worried about losing the war. And he gave his life for that. I hope he gets CNN Hero of the Year. But that's
right,
what we did in Libya. And
I'm getting worried that I'm getting worried that we're not going to have what's her name, Colin? Jamie is not going to make it. She said she had something come up. She needs to reschedule. So We're not vamping, waiting for her. We're just talking. So it's OpNoPro, Jackal Anon, myself, Emmy's here, and Reefer as well. If you guys want to join in on this, the number's 347-826-7667. And I'm Vince in the Bay. And, hey, Emmy, do you mind if I play the song that I played for you a couple of days ago? Ghosts and Stuff?
Ghosts and Stuff.
Yeah.
Yay.
Here it is. We'll be right back.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. A colui. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibile a tutti senza allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran costo.
Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Motherfucking Jaya. Vince in the Bay back here with you. In the building, holding it down. In the house, in effect. We got the Vince in the Bay Orchestra here. Yeah, Steve Wireman on guitar. Booyah on the bass. Hugh Jackson on drums and Mikey on the keys. And I've got Emmy on the line with me, also Reefer, Jackal, Anon, Opno Pro, and a couple more callers. I'm going to bring them back in just a second, but I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. It's filled up a little bit more since I said howdy to everybody earlier. And so let's see who we got in there. Annie, Anonymous, Anon Sicko, Bob Bobbington, Sherry Bomb, or Cherry Bomb, depending on who you are and where you're from. Crappy Teabagger in the building. Cyber War News in the house. Ghost Medic. Goose Cream Soup. Jackal Anon. Joan S1. Mary Mad. Love you, Mary Mad. So happy to have you here, as always. Always good supporter, big supporter of the show. Really happy to have you, Mary Mad. I don't know why you're called Mary Mad, though. You never seem that bad. Matthew Levisqueak, something or other. I don't know. Matthew. Shouts out to Matthew. Motormouth News in the house. Mrs. Spaceship is back tonight. Mrs. Spaceship, shouts out to you, honey. The Home Slice, No Thieves Allowed, providing some amazing artwork in the chat room, although he's asleep right now. Hopefully he'll wake up and provide some chat artwork at some point. Op No Pro, holding it down in the chat room, along with Reefer, Shag Me, the something, the Lolly 82, and Wendigo, and a bunch of guest listeners. Thank you, people, for tuning in and chatting. If you want to ask me any questions through the chat room, it's best to just private message me. They're technically not private because the chats are readable, ultimately. But if you want to get my attention, it's best to do it with a private chat for requests or questions or whatever else is on your little mind. Let's take some calls here, shall we? I'm going to bring back all my panelists in a second, but I'm going to bring on some new callers here and see what's going on, see who we have here. Area code 605, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Jamie.
Who?
Hi, Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, I thought you weren't calling in.
Well, my daughter was deciding my fate on that, so.
Oh. Okay, well, hey, Jamie's here, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jamie? What's up? What's on your mind tonight? What are we going to talk about? What are you going to share with us tonight?
Oh, I was going to talk about that ocean floor drilling. I sent you a couple links.
Yes, the Starfish House.
pretty fucking cool if you ask me, but I don't like fish, so you're not going to catch me undersea in a little colony. I'll stay up here. Truly. The pictures look cool and everything, but I guess, I'd feel like I was in prison.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm trying to find these. You sent me a couple of links, and I looked at them earlier. There was one news article about this. There's this group of folks who've already got their they're just looking for funding to build their underwater city that they're trying to complete by 2015, I think it is.
Yeah, that was one of the links. And I don't know, they're not the only ones. I mean, there's a bunch of libertarians that are what it's called seasteading. And it's kind of like homesteading, except they're going to go underwater in the ocean and live or something.
It's kind of like the Free State Project, but in the ocean.
Well,
the Free Ocean Project.
Yeah.
Underseacolony.com. That's where it's at. Underseacolony.com.
That's the one I was more impressed with, was Undersea
Colony. Atlantic Undersea Colony, yeah.
Because those people that are going down there, I mean, if you go to their site and you look at their profile, their bios that they wrote about themselves, they're highly accomplished. And, you know, they're out there trying to break records and stuff, which is really cool. And, I mean, anytime somebody wants to break a record and stuff, and it's a married couple, and then there's this other guy that's down there with them and stuff. And I just, that's a long time, you know. What is it, 40,000 feet is what they're trying to break? I can't remember what I read on that site. It was either 40 or 50,000 feet. And that's like 5 miles, or almost 5 miles down. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you know, you've explored space, you've explored everything else, why not, you know? But then I'm thinking of Branson, just Richard Branson, I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
Virgin, okay.
Yep.
I believe on the 31st, he just was going to rent out his underwater airplane. I can't even remember what it's called, Nixer or something like that. And I think it's like $5,000 a ride. You can go for a flight underwater in this thing. You wear scuba gear and drive down there like in a little car of like airplane thing. It's outrageous what they're doing. It's not bad. It's just, you wouldn't catch me down there. I'm scared to hell of fish. I don't like fish. But
the band?
Really.
Or you mean the yeah, you mean actual fish. How about the band? Do you like the band fish?
No, I don't.
No.
Another thing that's going on down in the ocean, though, is we're running out of natural resources up on land. So people, you know, use seismic waves to go down there and find out where the oil is under the ocean, on the ocean floor underneath of it. And there's this, you know, you go down there and drill, that's fine. We need petroleum, we need oil, people are going down there for diamonds now gold. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of what happens when you drill the bottom of the ocean. I mean, when you think about drilling, you think, okay, you're just going to drill down in there and suck the stuff up and leave. That's not how it works. When you drill into the ocean, not only oil comes up, but also some toxic substances come up too, mercury, lead, arsenic. And it's thousands of feet under the ocean, so you don't got air, you know, that is going to go in. You've got the ocean. And the ocean, I mean, this stuff can spread for up to a mile in diameter around the drill site. And these people go in there, there's fish. You can't very well tell them, this is a no-speech zone, you got to stay out, you know, or no swim zone. You're killing the fish. You're killing the fish that we eat and poisoning them. And then you're doing stuff to the bottom of the ocean floor. And I've read a lot of articles, and people are concentrating on these chemicals and stuff that go into the ocean. But what they're not really concentrating on is the two drilling rigs that actually drilled into a fault line. It was a miniature fault line, but I mean, God, imagine if that was, like, you know, a major fault line under there. You got, you know, we heard about the tsunamis and everything and how much damage that caused. Well, that's kind of how they're caused, you know, creating waves in the ocean. So when we're down there drilling, I think we need to be more cautious, and I think it needs to be brought to the attention of some people, because our U.S. president has re-signed the NATO thing, or the NAFTA thing. Sorry, not NATO. Too many acronyms. And if, you know, do people even put thought into this? I mean, you guys are over there in San Francisco. I'm over here in South Dakota. There's no hella ocean anywhere near me. But over there in San Francisco, I'm sure you guys eat a lot of fish, right?
I'm not a big fish eater, but yeah, we have a fair amount of seafood here. Yeah.
I've never even been close to that area, so I don't know, but
oh yeah, there's tons of although it's some of the fishing is the fish population that's harvested every year is depleting though. Like the salmon season, they have there's been a couple of years where they just nixed the whole salmon fishing season altogether because there wasn't enough salmon to harvest, so they had to give them a year to recoup, I guess. I don't know. It's I mean, yeah, we certainly have a fishing industry out here, no doubt, and there's a big market for seafood here, but yeah, whatever.
Well, most of that fish that you guys eat contains mercury and a whole bunch of other shit that's in it because of the stuff that we're doing to the ocean. And a lot of people don't know that. Jesus, you have people that won't give their kids vaccinations because of the mercury, and then they turn around and take their kids out to a seafood restaurant and don't even know that they're feeding their kid mercury. But, you know, ExxonMobil, for example, okay, I know I'm jumping all over the place. I'm freezing my ass off. It's cold here in South Dakota.
Go for it. Just go with your stream of consciousness, sister. Take it wherever it leads you.
Well, ExxonMobil, they had to suspend an expedition to go drilling. And the reason they had to do that is because when to find the oil in the ocean, they send out these seismic waves or seismic waves, which disorients whales and it just screws a whole bunch of shit up because they use radar to, you know, some of them use radar to talk and to find their way and whatnot. And it harms mammals. The mammals producing milk for their young and everything, which also, you know, kills off some species and stuff. Well, ExxonMobil had to suspend one of their expeditions because more than 100 whales decided they were going to beach themselves. And I think that was, I don't know if that was over by Portugal. I think I have it pulled up on my computer. No, I don't. But anyway, over 100 whales beached themselves. I mean, Jesus, you know, over in San Francisco, I don't know if you guys get whales anywhere near there, but I mean, what the hell would you guys think if whales all of a sudden come up?
I've dated a few whales in my time.
Oh, I bet you have. This is the U.S.
We have whales. We have the sea lions are a big attraction here. You don't see the whales that often. Every once in a while, there'll be a whale sighting, or you'll hear some story about a whale that gets caught up in the delta. But it's all about seals.
Mm. I don't know if this, I'm sure it does in some way, but I don't know if it affects, you know, disorientating them, you know, going off track or off course or whatever. But, you know, I don't even know a lot about this offshore drilling yet. I think that the thing that caught me was the fact that they were drilling into fault lines. That really just shocked me because we have technology to find out where these fault lines are, and these idiots just up there and say, doop-a-doo, let's going to drill, you know, and just drill down into a fault line. Well, you know, hello. I mean, it's just, I don't understand that recklessness. I just don't understand it. And they'll come back, these supporters and these rig owners and stuff, and they'll say, well, you know, the spill rate reduced from 3.6 million barrels, you know, spill to less than 500,000 in the 90s. Well, I'm sorry, I don't give a flying fuck if it's 3.6 million or 500,000. If my children are over there, you know, swimming in this shit or eating the fish that you guys have polluted and contaminated, that's affecting me. And, you know, the BP oil spill, for example, that's a hush-hush deal. That's almost that's almost blasphemy. If you go anywhere and, you know, trying to find out information there. My husband, Vincubus, he was calling all over the place. Medical experts, he was calling mega people, and nobody would talk to him about the health effects on humans. But then he found some people that were willing to talk. And although there was no you know, complete evidence, he did go out and find out what the hell these chemicals are. Well, they were using Core Exit. I DM'd you the article. And it's called, I'm looking here, it's a long article, Core Exit. Okay, he says oil is toxic at 11 ppm while Core Exit 9500 is toxic at only 2.61. Core Exit 9500 is four times as toxic as oil itself. Sure, a lot less of it is being introduced, but that's still flawed logic perspective because it's only a less, it's not a lesser of two evils. I mean, they're both going into the ocean. Now, if you don't know what Core Exit is, Core Exit is a dispersant. It's not a get rid of the
oil.
Did
you say, wait a second. Did you say Core Exit 95,000? 9,500.
CoreExit 9500. Core Exit.
That's over 9,000, isn't it?
9,500.
It's over 9,000, though, right?
I would hope so.
It's over 9,000!
That's what I thought. Okay, continue.
Okay. You have too much fun on this show. Well, this Core Exit is a dispersant. It's what they poured out into the water to disperse the oil. Now, dispersing doesn't mean that it's taking up the oil or soaking it up or anything like that. It's just dispersing it. Why they would do this, I don't know. Because maybe they think that it's not going to kill a penguin or a duck or whatever the hell they've got over there. But if they disperse it, no, it just means it's going to spread the shit even farther. And, you know, people over there, they were experiencing some severe health things. There was some deaths that probably won't be confirmed until 30 years from now that it actually was the Core Exit that was killing them. You know, it's... And Core Exit was, it's manufactured by Polychem, a division of U.S. Polychem Corporation. Corporation, bad word. In comparison, water-based dispersants...
Hey, corporation's not a bad word. Corporation's not a bad word. Crappy Tires is technically a corporation. He's not such a bad guy.
They're sociopathic, corporations are, but that's for another
show. Actually, come to think of it, Crappy Tires is kind of sociopathic.
We love
him. Yeah, you're right. You're right. My bad.
We love him. Water-based dispersant is toxic at 7.9 to 8.2 ppm. Dispersant holds about one-third of the toxicity that Core Exit 9500 presents. Dispersant is a much less harmful water-based product, which is both EPA-approved and the U.S. Coast Guard NCP list. Why they didn't show us, you know, they chose Core Exit over this water-based dispersant, and I don't understand why they did that. There's a lot of things that I don't understand, and I think there's a lot of things going on, you know, on the ocean, like ocean drilling, and just, you know, the spills and everything, you know, transporting oil from the drilling site to the shore is one-third of the world's spill problem. And when you're drilling, you don't get all that oil either. When you're drilling into the ocean, some of that oil is coming back up into the ocean because it's not all getting caught up with the equipment that they're using. So I just don't know if this is a very good idea, and I don't know why the U.S. president would be signing on for something like this instead of supporting
green energy. Because he's being orchestrated by the evil overlords, the puppet masters.
Soros?
Let's bring out some callers here, Jamie. I got some people on the line, maybe some folks that want to maybe ask you about some of this stuff. Let's see. We got a caller here, one block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, Vince.
Hey, is this Kyoto?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
hey,
it
what's
is.
Up,
I had a book recommendation for Vincubus. Is that his Twitter, your husband's Twitter, Jamie?
It would be at Vincubus Dante, one word.
Okay. If he's been trying to do research, there's a woman named Ricky Ott, R-I-K-K-I-O-T-T, who...
He doesn't get a response.
I'm sorry?
He's tried, but we haven't been able to get a response. Ricky Ott from the BPO.
Yeah, RIKKIOTT. She was a scientist who actually lived up near where the Valdez ran aground. And so she has written several books, and I know she actually just put one out a bit ago. I have not read it, on the BP oil spill. And yeah. Has done a lot of work in the Gulf. And she is you know, on this issue in particular, she's my go-to because she has just decades of experience now of, you know, the community that she grew up in and lived in, right, the impacts from with a deep science background on her behalf. And, it, you know, and I want to say, too, that this drilling issue is extremely important. I was, you know, I was a it's very easy, right? It's the law of unconsidered consequences. I mean, if you're going to go deep, I mean, if you're going to drill deep, I was drilling, you know, Vince's butt and hit the Santorum fault. And it was disastrous. It was absolutely disastrous.
Yeah. Split me in two. Good times. That was quite a birthday party. I'll never forget that one. OpNoPro, you've been quiet for a little bit. I'm going to bring you. Well, wait before I bring OpNoPro. I know Jackal Anon wants to get in here. I know he was excited to have Jamie on. Go ahead, Jackal. Did you want to? You're back on with Jamie. Are you there?
Yes. How are you doing?
Yeah. Did you want to weigh in on anything that Jamie?
No, I just came to soak knowledge. She's very knowledgeable about a lot of different subjects, so I don't really have any questions right now. But thank you.
All right. I just want to go around the horn.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jackal.
I also have Reefer here. Reefer, you're on with Jamie of Pressstorm. And Emmy, you're back. OpNoPro, you're back as well.
I'm here.
We got the full panel. Emmy, Reefer, Jackal, OpNoPro, Jamie, and Kyoto. If you folks want to join us, the more the merrier, 347-826-7667. And Jamie, what was this? I lost my spot here. But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Pick up the story.
Well, Kyoto had mentioned Ricky, and we did get an email back from her. But at the time that we had contacted her, she had told us that she was actually under a quasi gag order. She couldn't talk about anything. And her reason, I don't know, but she is a wonderful woman. Hands down, this woman knows the shit. You want anything answered about any kind of key oil spill or any kind of oil spill or scientific research about the ocean or whatever, she is the woman. So I full-heartedly agree. So, yeah, then again, you know, what the hell do I know? I'm from South Dakota and Michigan.
We have a question from Reefer. Reefer, did you have something you wanted to ask Jamie?
Yeah, about the mercury, you're saying like when you drill into the ocean, you get mercury deposits coming out of the ground. Do you know like what kind of mercury it is? Is it inorganic mercury? Is it organic mercury? Is it elemental mercury? Is it like some methyl mercury? Or like, do you have any idea what it is?
I'm finding out right now. I have slow internet, so you have to forgive me.
All right, because like that makes like a huge difference in like poisoning and like how fish like react when they take it.
I do know that it's toxic. It's responsible for a many large number of fish deaths.
Yeah, like all mercury is like toxic, but like say if you took a elemental mercury, you could like break open a thermometer and drink it, and you'd be totally fine.
Mhm.
But like if you like set it on, you could like burn it up and turn it into dust, then that would cause problems. And like inorganic mercury. If you like put that, if you even put that on your skin for too long, that will start causing huge effects. And like what I would think it would be was like methyl mercury, which is which can like cause some pretty bad stuff. But usually in fish, like you'd have to eat like 7 pounds of fish a week to like see any effects long term.
That's a fault. That's a myth, actually. It depends on the individual person, from what I understand.
Yeah, like depends on body weight and stuff, but like for average adult, it takes like, you know, about 7 pounds like out of salmon if you were to eat it out, like if you were to eat a salmon.
Okay, from csesserv.engr.scu.edu. It's an education site.
A very reputable source. I go there daily.
Okay, it says, the drilling muds and cutting as well as the produced waters contain, according to the EPA, arsenic, lead, mercury, cadmium, barite, chrome, lignosulfite, petroleum, hydrocarbons, vanadium, copper, aluminum, chromium, zinc.
I don't think you can say that on the radio. I don't think you can say that on the radio.
You can say cunt, though, right?
That's permissible.
Okay.
Anyway, continue.
Polynuclear aromatic hydrocarbons. I don't know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Continue.
I don't know. There's just a whole bunch of shit that they have listed here. It's stuff that I'm way too tired to even try to pronounce. So, just the moral of the story. It says,
oh,
all
Jesus
of
Christ.
Chemicals...
We just had a rage quit. OpNoPro just rage quit. Just a little update. Sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Doesn't Anonymous have a butt hurt form or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah, apparently Emmy has her own butt hurt request form, too. I found out about it today. She sent one to Crappy Tires, of all people.
Didn't their butt hun make one for Press Storm, too? We released it the other day, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was cute. Hands down to Topiary.
I have a bunch of butt hump request form. If you want me to hump your butt, just fill out the form and I'll come over and hump your butt.
Where can I get this form?
It's available at my website, www.sitonmyface.com.
Oh, okay. I go to that site all the time.
That's your site? Oh, okay.
That's me, dude.
Because I got some friends that, you know,
that's
they want
how
butt
I. That's
hump.
How I make all this. That's how my media empire is made possible. Well, everything that I make off of that. Let's take another call. 347, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who are you? What's on your mind? You're on the air.
This is Motormouth.
Oh, shit. Motormouth.
What's up?
What's up, dude? Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to add something about the drilling.
Uh-huh.
It also releases black carbon, which contributes to climate change, which obviously isn't a good thing.
I was just reading that on the site. I sent you a link, Vince, on this EDU site.
First of all, it's not climate change. Okay? It's
global destabilization.
Thank you.
Same difference.
It's the feds, man. People like Omar Santos.
Who is in my chat room now, by the way. Did you see that? Omar is on to you. Is he in there? Did he leave? Oh, he left. He was in there for a second, though. Santos,
you scared him off.
Yeah, well, he was trailing Shagmi, but I guess he got tired of tailing Shagmi, and he's gone now. So maybe I'll bring Shagmi back on. Shagmi, is the coast clear? Is Omar gone?
Yeah, I hacked his box. He's pretty much dead.
Oh, you just killed Omar Santos. I'm at omarsantos.com right now. And it's live, baby.
No, not his website. I'm talking about his computer that he's on, or his Mac computer.
You think the DOD uses a Mac?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so now you really... Okay, before you weren't a hacker, and this guy came at you, and now you're actually trying to hack him? So now you're actually... It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy here. What the fuck, dude?
It's like he knew you'd be a hacker.
It's hypocritical, I know.
And you admitted it on air.
Preemptively called you out.
No, I'm just joking. I was trolling myself. I was bored all day, so I just, you know, I made this whole thing up.
Yeah, I believe it.
Wow.
No, man, he's a fed, man. That's not Shagmi, that's a fed. He's trying to cover the shit up.
No, he's probably just a troll taking over the NWO, that's all.
Good time.
Have you ever considered the psychology of trolls on Twitter? It's fucking hilarious if you get really drunk and start talking about it. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, I do that in my free time.
I bet. Vince does. He trolls.
I trolled hard today.
Trolls are fucking...
I heard you guys did a little troll number. We got both of you in here right now, Motormouth and Jackal. I heard in my absence yesterday that you guys were naughty little boys here on Blog Talk Radio.
We trolled
how are they?
We trolled every single Blog Talk Radio show for like 5 hours.
Sorry.
And then we did it again today.
Wow.
And hey, that's what will happen every single time you don't do a show.
Oh my God.
It's called Blog Talk Radio.
Oh great. So now I have to do my show every night as a public service to Blog Talk Radio.
It was getting Stuart earlier. Come on.
Like this really is we used to joke on here. I had this guy Fat Red Dragon used to call in and joke about the Blog Talk Radio Mafia. And it was a joke. And now this is like really turning into it kind of for real. It's pretty talk about self-fulfilling prophecies.
Well, what was funny is that we would go into new shows and we would get banned like the moment we popped in.
Yeah, what do they say? You're
infamous.
You're infamous, but your reputation precedes you.
Yeah, I didn't have to do anything. I'd already get banned.
Yeah, they just knew it. They just saw Jackal Anon. Oh, that's enough for me. I think Kyoto dropped off and might be back. Is this Kyoto? Are you back on? Maybe not. Okay, block caller. We got a number that just called in. Block number caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who are you and what's on your mind?
CMD.
Hey, this is CMD. What's going on, Dad?
Oh, CMD.
Hey,
right on.
You?
JJ,
how are you doing,
how are
CMD?
You?
Good,
are
man.
It's like a press form get together.
I was having some issues getting to the press on my Ophelia. I think I tweeted you about that, but.
I think the Press Storm IRC moved, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it was a white page.
No, it's a net split. We don't even have Nick serve right now. It's just a net split. When Joe Pye gets back online, it'll get fixed.
All right, cool. JJ, I love the stuff you've been talking about. I've been definitely keeping up with Operation Green Lights and all that kind of stuff. The people who like to work with the technology side and the whole Freedom of Information FOIA Act and with Occupy Wall Street on the 17th, which is definitely going to be a huge showing up. And then there's also the green rights especially that you and a lot of these other people are looking into, which I should probably look more into because it seems like I'm being a little left behind since I'm not reading up on the Operation Green Rights that much at all. But what was that?
I think flying around in airplanes and then going to seminars and talking about global warming and all this bullshit kind of ruined it for a lot of people. But I think green rights is something that people, they need to be more aware of, not necessarily start crawling out of their head saying the fucking sky's going to fall. But I think it's something that people need to be aware of because, I'm looking at this EDU website, and I'm looking at all these fucking chemicals, and I'm looking at all these consequences and stuff, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not eating fish again. Fuck that. Uh-uh.
Exactly.
Yep.
I had fish last night, and I would not stop throwing up for 3 hours. True story. I thought it was chicken, but I got tricked. So I will never eat fish again.
You got rolled in real life.
Dude, you were... You either have the worst luck or you're the most paranoid motherfucker I've ever heard of in my life.
I'm going to go with the second one.
That's
I would
funny.
Slap
I'm,
him
yeah,
so
I
hard
was,
right now.
What was that?
I said I would slap him so hard right now.
Oh, I know. Me sitting here. I was out at OP Bart out in San Francisco, and that was a great. I'd like to thank everybody for that. That was definitely a great turnout. I met up with the non-medics there and with some other guys. I met a lot of people on IRC, some ops from some large IRC channels around there. It was a great time to be able to meet a lot of these people. And you wouldn't be surprised how many people came out there. So I'm actually flying out tomorrow morning to New York, and I'm going to be there for a couple of days for the Operation Wall Street and then the ref release on the beginning of the 17th.
I heard that they're going to, engage revolution on one of those dates in October.
October 22nd.
That's, I don't know about that, we all know that if we ever have a fucking revolution, it's going to be very bloody. It's not going to be no fucking peaceful protest on Washington.
Of course. I mean, like, there's a line that we shouldn't cross and that we better not cross. I mean, there are limits to what we are doing in this. There's lines we can't cross. I mean, we've had people who cross these lines and who, I mean, hacked into Twitter accounts and put up fake information about a terrorist attack. I mean, I think that was totally irresponsible and really turned down the image of our movement that we're trying to do, and it's going to just taint our history. But, I mean, we're going to have to make a better future to make up for that history that is going to be there.
Just a footnote.
You have a footnote, or you were saying that was a footnote?
I think that was just a footnote. I think we've done a lot of good. Also think that a lot of bad has happened through the name of Anonymous, but single operations, unless they're huge on a worldwide scale, is just a footnote.
You know what I think? I think that the world is... All right, I think the government has done a really good job of putting a bad light on Anonymous. Oh my God, they're fucking terrorists. Oh my God, we got to censor the fucking internet. Oh my God, Bilderberg's taken over. They've scared the living shit out of the people. And now they don't know who to, you know, unless those people are sitting next to them in church, they're not going to support them. And, you know, I think that the mainstream media needs to shut the fuck up and start, you know, telling the investors to screw them or something, because all of this propaganda and shit, you got Anonymous here that has done more positive, peaceful protesting shit than they have hacking. And, you know, why does the hacking get more spotlight than these peaceful protests? I mean, what the hell, the positive rewards, you know, plan timeout or something? I just don't understand it. And then Anonymous isn't the only ones doing it, but Jesus, you know, you have all of these dates planned and stuff. So what Pressstorm did was we actually implemented a 2011 Anon Operations Awards on Pressstorm, where you can go on and vote for your favorite operation. And we're hoping that the operations that win will be one of the peaceful ones, and we're going to bring hella light to the operation after people vote, and we're going to show people how that Anonymous isn't all these little kid hackers sitting in their fucking mom's basements. Because they're not. I mean, the Anons that I have met, these people are adults, for one. Two, they're very, very intelligent people. And I work with Anons every day to get the news, you know, interviewing, doing whatever. And by no means are these people having bad intentions or wanting to be little terrorists or asshats in society. You know, they're actually wanting change. They're wanting positive change. And the government just doesn't want to fucking see it. And what does that tell you about the government?
And then Jamie's a Anon at heart. We all know that.
I just saw a tweet about Operation Iran and Operation Syria. They're trying to get those up and running again. Or
yeah, Operation Syria.
There's a lot of shit going on.
There's a new push. There's a new big push going on with that. I know that there's recently, as of yesterday, 23 people killed, civilians killed again in Syria. Mm-hmm. You know, they attacked people. Like, not, it's one thing to attack the activists, but now they're attacking the activists at their funerals.
Yeah,
all the activists go to a funeral of one activist, and then they get sprayed at these funerals.
I mean, not only are they killing activists, they're killing kids, like little kids.
Yeah, collateral damage.
No, not collateral damage. They're torturing them and killing them.
On purpose?
Yes.
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah. You know, the United States trains people to do that, right? And the School of the Americas. You guys think it's just adults they train?
No.
Training
how to scare the living shit, torture children.
Yeah, they're training 14-year-old children in the school. I remember I was in the Valley probably 4 years ago, down in Atlanta. And the one of the CIA places down there, and they were supposedly they trained like some kids, like grown-up kids. So it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, you know, talking about children and stuff, I was on Red List Radio here the other night talking about Op Liberation, helping abused teens, and my experience in boot camp and whatnot. And I know Cyber News, Cyber War News, are they still in the chat room?
Yes.
I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Cyber War News for what they're doing for these abused teens. They're bringing light and awareness to it. A lot of people don't even know. They don't have an inkling. Oh, the United States wouldn't do that to children. Bullshit, they wouldn't. I lived through it for 5 years. And I watched a girl be murdered while I was in there. You know, Gina Score was her name. You guys really should look into Gina Score and her story. She doesn't have a life. She doesn't have a voice anymore because of these fucking assholes. So, and then all these little trolls that want to make fun of the shit on Twitter, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. That woman, that girl, she was fucking 14.
Yeah. I'm just, I mean, there are all these movements going out, and, I mean, no, we can't save the world. No, we can't. We can't save everybody. We can't make, I mean, we can make it as a large of a difference as we put effort into it. But, I mean, we have to understand that we're not going to change the world. I mean, we definitely have made change. I mean, I'm not going to say we're not going to give up, but I don't see us going for two. I mean, when are we going to be done with this? I mean, yes, I've seen movements come and movements go, and I've seen people come and people go, but, I mean, Anonymous is such a large idea. I mean, it's not even one person. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of people. It's anybody who wants to say something and not have to worry about being reprimanded for it or being able to talk. But, I mean, you can't do this forever.
Yeah, you can.
You actually
I
want
to hear Jackal's thoughts on that. I want to hear Jackal and Ron's thoughts on that.
I think you can do it forever. I just think it's on different platforms. I don't think it's always going to be hacking. I don't think it's always going to be like actively going out into IRC or something like that. It can be just as easy as calling shows like this and just getting the word out. It's not necessarily all about anything that you're doing currently. It can always change. I mean, my life personally has changed the last 2 months greatly. So I encourage it because I think that it's only going to help me in the future when I'm wanting to do more things, you know?
I agree.
Exactly. I mean,
What was that,
go ahead,
Jeremy?
I think it's the first baby step toward change. That's what I think. I mean, awareness, you can't do shit until you're aware of what's going on. And then after you're aware, then you can start planning and, you know, you can sit down with people, you can discuss how it's going to affect good and bad. I think a lot of the times the bad consequences are forgotten and they focus on the good. I think both need to be balanced out. And I think that Anonymous right now is kind of, summer fagging is over. Is that what you guys call it? Summer
yeah,
fagging?
Yeah, everybody's in school.
So now it's more of the, you know, the college student time, the, you know, the adult time. I think teens are awesome. I think that they have motivation beyond belief. I think that the adults need to, you know, strenuously, you know, guide them. I wouldn't say tell them what to do, but guide them. You know, you don't have to go out and act like a fucking asshat to make something happen. You can make something happen just as strong, if not stronger, if you use strategy, if you plan, if you don't go out there and just fucking, you know, act like some goddamn moron out in the street, you know? And I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that from Anonymous in a while, other than a few isolated incidences. But I mean, like, with the bad thing about Anonymous is that anybody can go say, oh, we're Anonymous. Some governments, they could go and, we're Anonymous. Oops, Anonymous did a fucking cyber terrorism attack. Now we're going to fucking shut down the internet. You know, it'd be the biggest fucking false flag in the history of the world. I mean, I just think that that's not going to happen because Anon know Anon.
I think it's one of those things where you learn from experience, where if you use strategy and use 500,000 plus anons behind your back, and you realize that with a little planning, a little operation like OPBART, and you see what kind of little difference that makes just by talking to some people online and calling into something like this and not having to go crazy by yourself. And see, when you're by yourself, you feel like you have to go crazy and make something happen. But with all this strategy and just talking, you realize that, hey, you can really do a lot with strategy and not having to go crazy about it. And I think, I mean, in that sense, we've definitely done a lot and a lot. And I mean, every day I see hundreds and hundreds of new people wanting to be able to look into this and help out and realize that they have a voice and they can do something about it, with not just going on IRC and chatting and taking down websites like some people like to do, but just talking about it and being able to share their support and have an opinion is really, I think us as a human race are learning how valuable just the pen is over the sword.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, Anonymous has been around since Jesus. I mean, you have the Sons of Liberty, the Underground Railroad. I mean, those were all technically anonymous because they didn't, you know, they didn't want their identities known. They wanted the change, but they didn't want the identity known. You can see over the course of history how the idea of Anonymous has morphed. I think this year was a golden year for quote-unquote Anonymous. There was some major spotlighting going on by the media, good and bad. And Pressstorm, by the way, publishes both anti- and pro-Anon articles. And, I think the thing is that Anonymous is ready to morph again. We've seen the power of what Anonymous can do in this day and age, in our generation. But I think that it's ready to morph, and I think they just need a kick in the ass. That's what I think.
I've been saying, go on.
I think that all these killings and stuff of children and everything else over in the Middle East and all of this crap with Bart, and, you know, then you had Wisconsin, you had some Anons there. I think that's just people pushing Anonymous, you know, in towards that morphing phase. I think Anonymous needs to morph. I think they're ready to. That's my opinion, an outsider's point of view.
Well, I'm in no way considering myself an anon in any way. I'm what I am. I'm a freaker. I'm a hacker. I'm a technical guy. But what I've been saying for months is Anonymous is ready for that morph, and because they've shown that they have that raw power, they have that voice. But like, what they need to do is like kind of come together and like start bringing a strategy, start bringing like really thought out plans, like long term plans of like strings of operations and hard hitting stuff. That way they can really optimize on their voice so they can really get their stuff out there. And one thing that Cyberwar News and I have been doing, and we're not really Anonymous at all, but we've been setting up this like kind of a new syndicate where we want to take Anonymous and non-anonymous news sources. Like Your Anon News, at Motormouth News, we want to take on Pressstorm, and we want to put them all together at one source, so you can get all of this news from one place, and it will link back to those original sites, just to
that
make
works.
It even easier for the non-underground user. And so, like, this is my invitation to you at Pressstorm, like, come and join us at thenews.info once we get the domain ready.
Well, let's see what the people in the chat room say, because Pressstorm is, of course, we the people. I can't be the voice of Pressstorm. I have to – let's get some tweets going. I want to know what you guys think. This is up to you.
All right.
Well, as everybody knows, I write for the Your Anon News site. I'd be happy to give you my RSS feed.
All right. And everybody in the chat, everybody in Twitter, say, like, do you want for, like, all these Anon news sources, all these non-Anon news sources that are, like, contributing and wanting to put out real news, not biased news, not, like, like normal syndicate bullshit out and put out some real hard hitting stuff.
So you want me to ask like Fox News and stuff that they're okay?
No, fuck them. they can suck my salty balls for all I care.
Well, hey, technically they're not. If you ask them, technically they're not mainstream news. They are not the mainstream media.
They're not.
Even though they're the highest rated cable news channel out there, they are not mainstream. Even though they destroy in the ratings and get all the advertising dollars, they're not mainstream. Okay. Remember
maybe
that.
What they're saying is that they're not mainstream news. Maybe they're saying that they're mainstream comedy. Maybe they think that they're mainstream, just lulls.
Commentary. They're mainstream commentary. Maybe
they're actually correct. They're not mainstream news. Because they're not a news source.
The thing is,
they are fair and balanced, though.
When you look at news stations, we're relating them to other censored news stations. I mean, half the news stations are owned by one company, which is run by who knows what. So, we're relating them against other non-legit sources, so we really don't have a good statistic to look at.
You know what Prestorm was going to, we're trying to do. We've contacted presidential candidates such as Ron Paul. What we're trying to do is we're trying to set up a network of alternative news stations to host presidential debates of third parties. Because we all know the mainstream media just kind of pushes them aside, and that's kind of what dictates who's going to be the president. Is, well, we're going to pay this media source, this mainstream media source, this much money and this much money to promote Rick Perry, and I think that the alternative news media sources like Prestorm, like Cyberwar News, like Vince in the Bay, like Red List Radio, Motormouth News, Yorinon News, all of these things, I think we should host, and we should push for third party presidential debates, candidate debates. More
That's
and more
a great
people
idea.
Are reading alternative news. They're going to, they're going to blogs for their information. Fuck the mainstream media. Everybody knows they lie. Thank Fox News for that, mostly.
And it's not even just lies. It's literally dumbed down bullshit. It's like you go and watch a CNN, HLN, Fox News. You're gonna maybe hear like 3 minutes the whole day about Libya. Then you go hear about Amy Winehouse dying for about an hour. Then you go hear about some people getting killed in Norway for about 30 seconds, and then you go back to Amy Winehouse. I mean, and it's not news.
The Urge program was made, was just for that, because the trending topics on Twitter are just saturated with bullshit. So if you can hijack them, have some fun with them, then why not, right?
Right.
Sorry for cutting you off.
You're right.
Prestorm scooped CNN here recently about white phosphorus over in the Middle East, about the U.S. military dumping white phosphorus all over those people. And when we contacted CNN, we asked them why they didn't report on that. They had the information. And we asked them, why didn't you report that? No comment.
It's the same reason that they didn't report on the riots in the UK the day they happened. They had to wait 2 days to make sure it was cool with everybody else.
Yep.
I mean, it's the same reason you don't hear about An Yong Suk getting out of pretty much prison in Myanmar because she was a political activist trying to change things. It's the same reason you don't hear about genocide that's going on in Africa, that's going on all over the world. It's because that there's corporations to say, hey, check this out. It's not real news.
Well, that's the thing. As far as I know, none of us here ask, we're not operating on money. We don't have corporate sponsorship. And that's the whole thing. We don't got nobody to say, you can't publish this. And it's that way for a fucking reason. And Prestorm will remain that way for a reason. And then, CNN asks us, they go, well, your stuff isn't going to be credible. Well, why not? Because my journalists don't get fucking paid. Because they write because they want to, but they came up with the same shit you did, and they didn't have to get paid to do it. They didn't have a comment. I really was just disgusted. I hung up on them. I was like, fuck you, and I hung up. I couldn't believe it. I mean, do you all know what white phosphorus is?
No.
Kinda.
You ever been burned alive? Well, obviously not since you've been on the phone, but have you ever seen somebody in the floodgates get burned alive?
No.
I've had a friend who caught on fire. And,
how about acid? Chemical fire. Try.
Yeah, it was a chemical fire.
White phosphorus is the material that's in like tracers and bullets, and chemical fire is the same. It's that low temperature, long lasting, low oxygen absorbing fire that can basically, yeah.
I actually had a guy on Twitter who was according to him, he participated in that event. And he said that was the kind of white phosphorus that wasn't dangerous. I was like, what? And he goes, we were doing what was right. We were after a target. And I said, okay, so you had to kill 10,000 fucking people, including women and children, to get one goddamn person? And, you know, he quit after a while. But I was like, dude, I know you were just obeying orders, but, you know, I'm sorry. If somebody told me to dump white phosphorus on somebody, I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm not doing it.
I'm looking online. I found this new website a little bit ago. It's globalsecurity.org, and it's a pretty good site. It actually explains to you a lot about how just global security, basically. And white phosphorus, it's basically like incendiary grenades, but it's a total unhumane way of killing somebody, I guess, with a grenade or with a missile or however they tend to just displace that. Just looking here.
It's disgusting. Like,
tell me about OP Syria really quickly. I'm a little confused about that.
OP Syria?
Yeah.
We have somebody on staff now on PressStorm who's covering it. I believe she's in constant contact with the Twitter OP Syria, and they will be
OP_Syria,
yeah.
Okay.
You guys are going to be seeing a lot on PressStorm about what's going on in Syria, because there are some things that are not being reported once again in the mainstream media about Syria right now. And, you know, there's people, it's the same thing, people getting killed over there, you know, collateral damage, you know, torture of children, women, men. These people are standing up against, you know, the injustices of humanity. They just want to be free. Can you blame them? You know, I wouldn't want to be oppressed. I wouldn't want to be starving and watching my president walk around eating, you know, stuff that I couldn't even afford in my lifetime. These people just want their freedom. And then you have all these dictators over there. Well, I think it's one thing if it's a people's culture, if they want something, and a country like the U.S. invades them, but I think it's pretty well apparent whether the revolutions and stuff over there are being staged or not. The people are doing things that indicate to me that they do not want to live that way anymore, and they shouldn't be tortured, they shouldn't be killed, especially children. They don't have a choice. Children don't know what the hell's going on. It's not our right to go over there, and it's not these asshole tyrants, you know, they can't just go kill people. This shit's got to stop.
And unfortunately, we're getting dangerously close to being done with the show here. This has been fantastic. I really appreciate the participation. Thank you all for tuning in. Emmy, Reefer, Jackal Anon, Jamie, Motormouth News, CMD, and Shagmi all on the horn with me right now. And before we wrap things up, I want to go around the horn here and give everybody a chance to leave us with some parting thoughts and or shout outs. So sorry to cut you off there, Jamie, but let me go around the horn. We'll start first with Emmy. And Emmy, is there anything you'd like to say before we get the fuck out of here?
No, I'm just really happy Jamie came on the show. And Jackal, and everybody else, and I love you all, and maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Aw, I love you, Emmy. Thank you so much for hanging out. I'm sorry, there was so much chatter, you got kind of lost in the shuffle there, but as always, I appreciate you joining me. Let's see, Reefer, anything you'd like to say before we bow out here?
I'm really glad I got the chance to meet Jamie from Pressstorm, and also, aside from that, everybody in the chat who wants like a one news syndicate that'll sponsor all of the other affiliates, like all the Motormouth News, Pressstorm, Cyberwar News, where you can go and get all of these news sources from one place, tweet it, talk about it, say it in the chat, let us know. That way we can really start moving on this. That's it.
Cool. Thanks, Reefer. Let's see. Motormouth News, would you like to share any parting thoughts?
Sure. Thanks for having me on, and don't miss another show.
All right. I'll try, dude. Actually, you guys made it really easy for me tonight. I honestly was feeling kind of under the weather tonight as well, and wasn't really sure if I was going to be able to talk the entire 2 hours, and turns out I really didn't have to. So, hey, shouts out to you guys. Let's see, who else do we have here? CMD, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you very much for your time. This is the second time I've tuned in, and I'm definitely planning on tuning in a lot more now. As to all my other fellow Anons, however you want to pronounce it, it's great the work we've been doing. I mean, we've done a great job. We've made a difference. We will continue to make a difference. I'm more than interested about learning about these new operations and things that are going on. Please, please tell me about them. If I don't find out about them myself, you guys know how to find me on Twitter or the IRC. I'm all over the place. I probably advertise a little too much. But, yeah, thank you for your time. We've done a great job, and I'm very looking forward to what we are going to be doing in the future.
Cool, man. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. And Jackal Anon, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
My shout-out's going to go towards the Syria operation, especially for the Anons that are listening. Expect some lulls coming up with it. I've been privy to look at a few of it, and I cracked up all day when I looked at it. So expect some really awesome stuff coming up soon.
Sick. Nice. Love it. Beautiful. And, of course, Jamie from Pressstorm, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Yeah. We the people are no longer silent. Everybody should be calling into this show. Everybody. Have a good night, Vince. Everybody else, see ya.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate the love. And, as always, you are always welcome on this show anytime. And, last but not least, Shagmi, anything you'd like to say before we leave? You have a shout-out to your homie, Omar Santos?
Hi, Omar. How are you doing? No, I just want to say that we finally have something that makes us able to unite on a global front, and the government wants to stop us, and that, yeah, the summer is over. Surprisingly, I don't have school. I am done with school. But I also wanted to say that the thing about the younger generation is we are the future. And I don't think we're going to make let these older people who are greedy and selfish control this world anymore. And who's playing music?
That would be Steve Wireman on guitar. That's my man holding it down with the Vince of the Bay Orchestra. That means we're running out of time here, kids. I want to thank you all for joining me. Shouts out to Anon CMD, Anon Sicko, Au Anon, is that how you say that? Au Anon, whatever, A-U Anon, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, or Sherry Bomb, Crappy Teabagger, you can suck my cornhole, okay, for all your scrolling. You're supposed to wait till the end of the show to do that. Cyber War News, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, Ice Monkey, Jackal Anon, Mary Mad, Matthew something or other, Motormouth News, No Thieves Allowed, Reefer, Shagmi, The Lally 82, Timmy LC, Wendigo, all the listeners, the guest listeners, thank you for coming out. And that's going to do it, kiddos. I appreciate the love. I will make love to you again very soon here on these Blog Talk Radio airwaves. And until then, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it, everybody. Peace out, yo.
know that cowards is reached for saxophone. My mood like my hair was relaxed and blowed. I hated police and my teachers were beats. My heat in the trunk of the classic caprice. The one university I knew Yale, so I cooked it, tagged it, put it on tail. Now philosophically you'd be opposed to an inhaling coke by a mouth or the nose. But economically I would propose that you go eat a stick as employment it froze. And I felt like an abandoned child, left to fend for myself in the wild. While every courtroom judge and gavel were there to bury me under the gravel or at the bottom of the finest small ale. Observe, you find without fear that in every neighborhood and penitentiary there exist many others who are similar to me. And we are the ones. We'll see you face here today. Go get your message. You weak. We can't fight. It's your disgrace. Smash up your face. That's just polite. In late years, I lost some peers who mixed burners with Belvedere and took shots from gung-ho cashiers. The world was hell, yet hell was near. So I see 4 kilo, and my sack got a little bit taller like Kilo. A street CEO, there was all of this hell, and in this one hero, the intensity was 45. As I clinched 5 digits on the 45, belly down at the retail store, I would detail more. But I don't wish it to be glorified. If there was a plan, I would think of the listen to not sleep in the park in the fetal position, having to wipe off canine fecal emission. Otherwise, I survive without legal permission. That's an equal division, and then we go to prison, which is a legal decision. All I wanted was the Rico to glisten, and my kids to have meat in the kitchen. I'm complete ammunition, this is given what the people are driven that way. We are the one. We'll see you faint here today. Go get your stomach. We can fight. It's your disgrace. Smash up your face. That's just the life. The dreams and the dice, the evidence flush, the grieving is just, the thieving from us, insulted and cursed. This evening we bust, prepares unstable and under the table. We like free speech, but we love free cable. We're taught from the cradle, the Bill Gates fable, which leads to high speeds and viewers disabled. We have no excuses, just great alibis. And poker faces you can't analyze. Our politicians sell our soul and our cries with blood on the hands they can't sanitize. With a have not, but we're also the don't get. Not just talking about the lips with the chrome kit. You can get there by yourself with the bogus, it's all on shit. Then talk with the trolling. We are the ones.